Good morning, Northwoods. We are so excited that you're here today. And Janine and I were just talking about how awesome last Sunday was.
Yep, we had 146 people get baptized. Yeah. So exciting to see people make that step of faith in their walk with Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of our favorite Sundays around here. And so I hope that you were able to join us and celebrate with everyone in their baptisms. Well, if you're new here this morning, we want to give you a special shout out and a special welcome and just encourage you real quick to pull out your phone and text new to the number that's going to come up on your screen. There's actually a team of us here who are really genuinely, truly excited to meet you. And we want to be able to help you make Northwoods feel like home and like a place where you belong. So take a minute and text us and we'll get back to you later this week.
Well, you know, a great way to feel like you belong in Northwoods is to get connected. And we have some really great classes and activities coming up in the fall that we'd love for you to get connected in. So here in a little bit, when you hear the announcements, you're going to open up your connection card and you're going to get that filled out. And you're going to hear all the different activities that they're going to talk about listed right there on your connection card. Just click on anything you're interested in and we'll get you information. We'll get you registration pages. We'll help you get connected here at Northwoods.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we really don't want you to snooze on any of these opportunities because church is about community. You know, there's a piece of it that's about coming and worshiping together and learning together. But then there's the part where we go out and we live in community. So take advantage of these opportunities, including even just joining the chat this morning. We have hosts standing by, again, more people who would love to meet you, connect with you. It's an awesome time to get to know other people who are tuning in online regularly, just like you. And also there's a team of people to pray with you. So if there's anything that you need, whether it's big or small, whether it's something exciting that's happening that you want to celebrate, or something that you need somebody to just walk alongside and pray for maybe a hard situation, we are here and we would love to pray with you this morning. So click on that request prayer button.
You know what? It is time to get started and start worshiping. And then we are excited to hear from our local ministry partners, Team Challenge. So let's get started. Go ahead and stand to your feet, raise your hands, and let's start worshiping.
Hey, good morning, Northwoods. Let's stand on our feet. We're going to worship the Lord together. He is good. He is faithful. He is kind. He is loving. I think He's worthy to receive all honor and all glory. Come on. Come, Holy Spirit.
We bring our praise. You bring revival. Our hands, you lift our eyes up. Where your love is found, there will be no fear. God, your kingdom come, your will be done here.
Come on, let's sing.
On earth as in heaven, Spirit of God. Jesus, we need you now.
Who said,
in your presence there is peace, and in your presence we are free. There's no better place to be. There's no better place to be. In your presence there is truth. In your presence mountains move. We forever run to you. We forever run.
Come on, sing it again.
In your presence there is peace. In your presence we are free. Oh,
no better place to be.
Cause in your presence there is truth. In your presence.
And there's not a place.
Church, as we sing this next song, I want to invite you to lift your hands this morning. Again, we say this all the time. There's nothing magical about this. It's just a posture of surrender before the Lord. Let's just sing this together. How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. Desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope.
You can't imagine so great a mercy. What heart could fathom such boundless grace? And the God of ages, he stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. But the cross has broken, and I am forgiven. The King of Kings, because we His are. Beautiful Savior, oh, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Sealed a promise, your buried body began to breathe. Hallelujah. And out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Hey, come on, church, let's sing that again today. We say, come on.
Your very body began to bleed.
Shout it out.
And out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, yours is the victory.
The victory is yours.
Living hope because Jesus Christ is alive. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And, you know, I thought about that verse in Romans 15 that says, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Come on, just let the Lord know right now. Just say, Jesus, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. Lord, I pray right now. I thank you that you are the God of all hope. And I pray that your people, I ask right now, Lord, that you would just release fresh joy and fresh peace in all of the hearts of your people under every over everyone listening today. I ask fresh joy, fresh peace. And I pray that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we would overflow with hope today. We ask you for that. We thank you that that's a promise in your word. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everybody said amen. Come on. Thank you, Lord. That's awesome. Hey, you can go ahead and grab a seat. Always so good to be together in the Lord's house, worshiping the Lord together. Hey, we had to celebrate. We had a great Sunday last week. We had 146 people that got baptized last Sunday. Praise the Lord. Another 36 who surrendered their life to Jesus. And if you're one of those 36, we want to say welcome to the family. That's awesome. Always love Lake Baptism Sunday. And if you're new with us, if you're just visiting, if you're a guest with us today, I want to say welcome. My name's John. I'm the senior pastor here at Northwoods. And we are so grateful just to have you in our house, the Lord's house, today. And if you have any questions about your experience here at Northwoods, would like to find out more, there's a number on the screen. You can just text the word new to that number, and someone from our team will be reaching out to you to connect with you and answer any questions you might have. And I hope that you have a very enjoyable experience here at Northwoods and get connected in to our family. For those of you who call Northwoods home, I want to encourage you to take out your phone, pull up the Northwoods app and fill out the connections card. Let us know you're here. Let us know how we can be praying for you. And again, as always, we have created the app because we want to just put tools at your fingertip, to help you know if you're wondering, you know, what are the serving opportunities here at Northwoods? How do I watch past messages? How do I find more out about ministries? Or how do I give? You can find all of those and more through our Northwoods app and online. And as I talk about giving, just want to say thank you again, church, for your continued faithful giving. I say it every time. It's your giving that helps fuel the growth of what God is doing through this church in our community and all around the world. So thank you again for your giving. There's many different ways you can do that. You can give cash or check in the room, or you can give online. You can schedule your giving. Lots of different ways to do that. However you may choose to do that, thank you again for your continued giving. In 2 days, this week on August 30th, that's a Tuesday, we will be kicking off one of our core classes here at Northwoods called Alpha. And if you've never been through Alpha, Alpha is all about conversations. It's all about having conversations around the meaning of life, purpose, and it's a safe place to ask hard questions. If you've ever had questions about your faith, this is the place. It's a safe place to ask hard questions. Questions like, maybe you've had this one before, why do bad things happen to good people? Or how do I find my purpose? Or what happens after someone dies? Right? Those are questions we've all had at one time or another. And Alpha is the place where we come together, we have conversation, and it's a safe place to ask questions. And so if you have the Northwoods app, you can actually just look right on your dashboard there on the app. Alpha will be one of your options there. If you'd like to sign up, you can do it through the app, or you can go online and sign up there as well. Then in September, we will also be kicking off another one of our classes here at Northwoods Financial Peace University. It's all about learning how to manage money God's way. And I remember 10 years ago when my wife and I were thinking about purchasing our first home, we had a lot of questions like, you know, what are the steps we should be taking if we want to purchase a home? And our small group actually went through Financial Peace University, and it was so helpful for us as we were thinking about purchasing a home, learning what are the steps we should be taking if we want to move towards purchasing a home. And so Financial Peace University was a huge help to us. I've actually been through it twice. And I promise you, financial peace will help you no matter where you are in your stage of life with finances. It's a great course. You can find more about it online, northwoods.church/FPU. Now, in a moment, you're going to get to hear from one of the ministries we partner here, we partner with here in around the Peoria area, Teen Challenge, Adult and Teen Challenge, the men's division. But as they come up onto the stage now, I want to direct your attention to the screens and talk to you about the series we're starting next week.
Peter, we tampered with the stability of space-time to resurrect countless lives. Do you want to do it again now just because yours got messy?
Everyone say robbery.
Robbery!
Good morning, aviators.
Being good just feels so good.
Hit it.
Attaboy.
Oh, my God!
So next week, we are kicking off an At the Movies series. It's going to be a lot of fun. You saw there, we're going to use Ford versus Ferrari. We're going to use The Bad Guys. It's a kid's movie. Spider-Man and Top Gun 2. So if you haven't seen Top Gun 2, don't want to spoil it for you. You might want to check that out before you come to that week. And again, we're just using Hollywood, some of Hollywood's biggest hits to illustrate biblical truth. It's going to be a lot of fun. Next week, we're kicking it off with Ford versus Ferrari. So buckle up. We might even have a little bit of Ford versus Ferrari action in this room. I don't know yet. So be looking forward to next week. And again, we will have popcorn. We'll have soda. Where else can you go and get popcorn and soda before noon? Like, it's going to be fun, all right? So we are looking forward to that. I hope you'll join us. And think about who can you invite with you. Again, this is an easy series to invite people to. Everyone loves the movies. Now, like I said, today we have Teen Challenge, Adult and Teen Challenge, the men's division here with us, and you're going to get to hear from them in just a moment. And Teen Challenge is one of the ministries that we partner with. So when you give financially to Northwoods, a portion of your giving goes to local ministries that we partner with and global ministries. And one of those local ministries is the men's division of Adult and Teen Challenge, and they help men and women who have been dealing with addiction, they help them to recover from addiction. It's a faith-based program, and I hope that you will enjoy getting to hear their stories of life change today. So will you give it up for the men's division of Adult and Teen Challenge?
Good morning, church. My name is David Larum. I'm at Adult and Teen Challenge in Pekin, Illinois. I'm 41 years old, and I'm from Quincy, Illinois. So I'm going to give you my testimony, and that is because of what God has done for me that I'm allowed to stand here and tell you what he's done. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And I am a 41-year-old man who has been battling addiction for over 25 years. And I've never been able to get a grasp on it myself. I've done everything in my power to stop, slow down, quit, and I couldn't. I have beautiful children, I'm married, and there was something that just was pulling me away from my love for them and into the bondages of this addictive mentality that I started at a very young age. But I don't want to spend too much time on what addiction did to me. I want to tell you guys about what God is doing for me now. God's power. Thank you. God's power and love has brought me to a place of peace and hope. I'm 3 months clean from any drug that alter my mind or consciousness. Give glory to God for that. Adult and Teen Challenge has provided me a safe place to get on my knees, focus on my relationship with Jesus Christ, understand that if I lay these things at his feet, he will take care of everything in my life. Amen. God is so good to me, and I'm just here to testify because the Word of God says that we overcome by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and by the word of our testimonies. So I want to let anybody here know who has battled with addiction or any kind of life-controlling disease or mind-controlling substances that there's hope, There's hope in Jesus Christ, our Lord, who took it to the cross. He said, I am enough for you. My grace is sufficient. Come to me and I'll give you rest. And that's what I've done. And Teen Challenge has provided me that opportunity. And I'm grateful to share with you my testimony today. God bless.
Good morning, church. I'm Savino Simone. I'm 22 years old and I'm from Chicago. My addiction started really young at the age of 13. When I was growing up, I grew up in a Catholic church and my father was an alcoholic, so he was physically and mentally abusive. At 13, I started smoking and drinking. At 15, I started popping pills, and at 17, I was doing cocaine. Oh, wow, there's a lot of you. Sorry. So For the past few years, it was probably the worst for me. It started about 18 or 19. I got into a terrible car accident. I flew out the windshield going about 60 miles per hour. All glory to God, I'm still alive, still standing here. I also missed this part. At 17, my grandmother passed away on my birthday, and I was out in my mess. I took a lot of Xanax that night, and I didn't wake up for 3 days, and I didn't find out 3 days later that she passed away. And the past few years of my life probably been the worst. One of my friends was murdered. He was shot to death. And another fatally overdosed off heroin. For the longest, I've been shackled to my own insanity. It felt like I was drowning, and I couldn't reach the surface. But since I got here at Teen Challenge, my mom and I are restored. We have a great relationship. I'm able to be the role model to my two younger sisters that I never thought I'd be. And I finally got in touch with my dad, but I'm still waiting on a letter from him. So we'll see where that ends up. But, you know, this place has taught me a lot. It's given back everything I never thought I'd get back, even with all the pain and stuff that I've been through. But other than that, it's just been great. I have joy. I can finally smile again. And I'm just happy to be alive. So I'll leave you with my life verse, and that's Psalms 107, verse 13 and 14. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them from distress. He brought them out of the utter darkness and broke away their chains.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Sean Farley. I am 34 years old, born in St. Louis, Missouri. Grew up and lived in Mount Vernon, Illinois. A little bit about myself. I grew up down a country road, and some of the best friends I've ever had in my entire life. As life went on, I grew older. Went to Mount Vernon High School, started drinking, you know what average teenagers do. But I took it to a little more to the extreme. Alcohol was, that was my thing. But on that plus side, I was really good in sports, big time runner. Gave up my running and played soccer, and I met my sweetheart. Literally, I ran into her. I couldn't stop. And there she was. I'm like, so as life went on, we have four kids together. I have three daughters and a little guy, my final son. Marriage started going downhill, and my heart got broke. So I went to alcohol to numb my whole pain, to numb everything, to numb everybody out of my life. Got back together. We fought, you know, because that's what marriage is supposed to do. You stick it out. Had more children. Back in 2017, got broken. My marriage broke again. But when I drank, I was mean. Wasn't the person I wanted to be. 2018, I think 2017. I can't remember. We both got baptized together. And that's where I really started to find Jesus. I had a guy at work, and he just was reading his Bible all the time on his meal, and I got hooked. I was on my phone. I was reading Matthew 11. I think I was 11 chapters in. I was shutting machines off. I thought I was going to get rolled up. You know, like, what are you doing? I'm reading the Bible. But alcohol kept going. kept getting broken, didn't know where my life was going. I was at the point I didn't want to live anymore. Tried to take my own life with a firearm. I actually pulled the trigger. I missed my head by inches, right in front of my mother, of all people. I remember dropping that gun and just, what was I doing? How can I leave my kids to let them know what happened? I picked myself back up, but, you know, again, alcohol kept continuing. September 21st, I felt my life even getting more and more of just getting burnt out. Again, I went to alcohol, went to the doctor that Friday, March 25th, said, I need help. I can't do it anymore. So went back home, bought a 24-pack of beer, and I don't remember much of after that. I threatened suicide again, went to go get my firearm. I got into a confrontation with my family, went past my father-in-law, went up a flight of stairs, and I fell 20 flights down. I don't remember much. Landed me in jail. And the same jail, I was actually a correctional officer at the same jail I was at, and they knew who I was. I spent 30 days in jail, and I remember talking to God in my cell, God, if you're here, please, I need you. I remember shutting my eyes, and I just remember seeing a vision of a star just glooming. And that, I knew he didn't leave me, never left me. Got bailed out, spent 3 weeks going to AA meetings. I was all grace and glory to God for my sister keeping right there with me. So we came up with the Adult Teens Challenge, and God was knocking on my door. I walked into Adult Teen Challenge. That was it. That's all it took. So far, Adult Teen Challenge, what they have done for me, they restored my family. My children now have a sober dad, 5 months sober. God is still working in my life. And I can't wait to see what he's done for me. You know, Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. But I'm going to give you my life first. It's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. And behold, the new has come. Thank you, everyone.
Earth rejoices. Good morning, Northwoods. How you doing? Wow. You got a great energy in this room this morning. Amen. Hopefully I don't bring you down with me being up here, huh? Nathan, man, good to see you, my friend. We used to be neighbors, you know, and I'd pull in after a hard day in the office, and we'd run into each other, and he said, hey, can I pray for you? And then he moved away from me. Now I miss it, man. So, wow, good for you. Good seeing you. Pastor John, thank you for having us in this year. Give your pastor a hand. Come on now. Yes. My job's not any easier now with the transition because he also is a Packers fan, but I'm going to give him a little room first to adjust before I start getting on him, but praise God. You know, with what time we have, I'm going to give you a short message, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what's going on with Adult and Teen Challenge. A lot has happened since the last year we've been here. We're just a very busy ministry. But for now, let me give you a quick little message. So clear your minds. We're going to switch directions for a minute. And let me ask you this question. I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question. How many times have you made a promise and didn't keep it? Have you ever broken a promise? I think we all have at some point. You know, sometimes unintentionally something comes up and we can't be somewhere for recital or soccer game and, you know, work comes up, or sometimes you just have a change of heart. But, you know, for us as people, we sometimes seem to have problems keeping promises, don't we? But praise God that we serve a God when he promises us something, he follows through on it. Amen? And one thing about, yes, give him a hand for that. Yes. He's sovereign. He says what he means and he does what he says. And hey, praise God for that. But one thing about God's promises is that he puts conditions on them. It's called a conditional promise of God, and you see it throughout the entire Bible. It goes all the way back, in fact, to Genesis, when Adam's there. And when God tells him, hey, listen, you can have whatever you want, and this is all yours, except stay away from that tree right there, that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For if you eat of it, surely you will die. Well, there's his condition. If you partake of that fruit, you're going to die. That's the condition. Stay away from it, and you will live. God gave him an opportunity. You see, it's called choice. We have that free will element in us, don't we? And sometimes our choices are selfish and get us down and in trouble. But when God promises something and places a condition on it, and you follow that condition, God follows through with his promise. And let me give you an example. I'm going to go in the Old Testament today. I hope you're okay with that. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14. And to understand scripture and how you can apply it to your life today, you need to understand when it was written, why it was written, and to whom it was written to. And so at this point in time, this scripture was written. This was God talking to Solomon. He was the king at the time. They were going through a famine. The people had fallen away, and King Solomon was falling away. So God caused a drought upon the land, and they were starving. And so God comes to Solomon, and he says, this is how we'll save your kingdom. And from the NIV, it states, if my people, which you're talking about God's people, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Four conditions, right? Humble yourself, pray, seek my face, and turn from your wicked ways. And it says, then, here's what God is promising. Then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and heal their land. I don't know about you, but don't we need our lands healed? We all go through droughts in our lives in different areas. How we struggle maybe financially or relationally or maybe on the job or in school. There's always seasons we go through where we struggle or when we fall away from God. And he's instructing us, this is how you get it back. And he starts out with, humble yourself. I find that interesting that God, before he says to pray, he says to humble yourself. You see, pride is an issue with God, with us, our pride. And God is saying, you need to power down that pride. You need to humble yourself. It says in Scripture, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And what does he do? He shall lift you up. You see, there's a conditional promise to God. So we must humble ourselves before God. And then he says, then pray to me. And what is prayer? Prayer is us talking to God and God talking to us, right? And I don't know about you, but oftentimes when I have so much on my mind during prayer that I don't shut up and I don't give God a chance to talk. You know, it's a communication, and you know, you got to condition yourself and discipline yourself to be quiet and still before the Lord to listen for his responses. You got to humble yourself, and then you got to pray. And then it says, seek my face. Well, this is a part that can be confusing, because if you know in Scripture, God says nobody may see my face and live, but yet he's telling us to seek his face. But you see the word face in the Old Testament, which is when this scripture was down there, the word face is translated into presence. God is saying, seek my presence in your life. It's not enough to humble and pray, but now you must seek my presence. And then what's the last thing? And he says, then turn from your wicked ways. Well, if I'm humbling and praying and seeking his face, am I still doing wrong? Yes, we do. We do. We still fall short every day. But you can have those elements in there and still not do right by the choices you make. And God says, and turn from your wicked ways. That means taking advantage of your brother, or, you know, gossiping or backbiting or slandering and all those other things that we may do. That's wicked in the eyes of the Lord. So God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my presence and turn from your wicked ways. What's he saying? Then will I hear from heaven. Wait a minute. I thought scripture said God hears all our prayers. He does. But the word hear is an action word, meaning now God is going to be activated. Now God is going to be moved to react to what you're doing, to what your issue is. Then will he hear from heaven? And that's what he's doing. He's going to reply now. And what is the first thing he said he's going to do? I will forgive your sin. We have to be forgiven before we can move on with the Lord. Amen. We have to have that forgiveness. And then what else does he say? He says, then I will heal your land. Whatever it is you're going through, God will heal at this point in time. It's a process. So is the process of the conditions. It doesn't happen overnight. You don't get yourself in these positions of drought in your lives and famine in your lives overnight. It develops over a period of time. But God's conditional promise to Solomon is the same one as the conditional promise to us today. And that promise is, if you follow these conditions, this is what I'm going to do for you. Amen? A little humid outside, so I got a little bit of precipitation going. I don't know if that's good with a microphone in my hand, but if you see my hair go up, it may not be the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wouldn't be the first time either. Praise God. Woo. Let me give you an example in the Bible. Okay, we're going to stay Old Testament. Like I said, we're going to be in the Old Testament. Let's talk about a classic conditional promise of God, and that was to Abraham. After the situation with the Tower of Babel and God confused the language in Genesis chapter 11 and scattered everybody, then came the time for Abraham. This was his call, which was Abram at the time, his wife Sarai. But for purposes of the message, it's Abraham and Sarah. I'll stick with it. But God called Abraham. Here's Abraham. Here's a man who had great wealth, was known throughout the land. Lots of livestock, lots of sheep, lots of everything, lots of servants, lots of everything. The love of a beautiful woman, a beautiful wife, Sarah. The NIV version calls her that word beautiful when he's in Egypt. You see, you had everything, as they say, that a man can want and more. Wealth, prestige, the love of a beautiful woman. But Abraham lacked one thing. Abraham did not have a family. When others around him, his servants around him, and everybody around him had a family, he didn't, because Sarah was barren. And so this is what God said, I'm going to do for you, Abraham. I want you to leave your land to a place I'm going to show you, and then I will give you descendants, as many as stars in the heavens. And what did Abraham do? Abraham immediately, the next day, he packed up everything and he left. You see, God asked him to go from the known to the unknown, sustained by a promise of God. And what was that promise? It's the same promise that God promises us today. And that promise is, if you will trust me, then I will bless you. Do we want the blessings of God in our life? We must trust him to get that blessing. These men that come through the doors, the women at our women's center. In fact, There are teen challenge centers in America that have mothers with children, families. They have a center for every situation, and every single one that comes through those doors, God is saying, if you will trust me, I will free you from that bondage of addiction. Amen? So time went on, and you know what? He was 75. You know the story. He goes up to Canaan, and God shows him the land. This is where your descendants are going to be, but you're not staying here now. Shipped him off to Egypt. He's wandering around, following God, still childless. They had that little coup with Sarah's maidservant. We know the story of that with Hagar and then Ishmael. But something happened. God's promise started working. He opened Sarah's womb, and she gave birth to a son, Isaac. 100 years old. Here he is, 25 years, following this conditional promise of God, being patient. Being patient. What is our biggest weakness in this world beside pride? It's probably patience. Amen? Everything irritates us. The light turns green. The car ain't moving fast enough. Everything irritates us. I'm guilty. Just don't get in front of me and not pay attention. But according to the NIV, it says later on, a time later. So that means here is Isaac. Abraham's pouring into him, giving him the promise of God, raising him, mentoring this child, pouring into him. He is the child of promise. And here it comes at a time that all of a sudden everything's going well. And then God approaches Abraham again and says, Abraham, this is the son whom you love, but I want you to sacrifice him to me. Now imagine for a second, put yourself in the mind of Abraham. He's doing everything God had asked him to do, and he blessed him with his son, this child of promise. And now God is saying, I want you to take his life for me. The Bible said he got up early the next day. I tend to believe he didn't sleep that night because it was weighing heavy on him, which is why he got up early, because he couldn't take it anymore. But what Abraham did, what did he do? He cut the wood for the burnt offering. Then he got his son Isaac, got him down to the bottom of the mountain. He showed him the mountain, which one it was going to be. And he's there with his two servants. And Isaac asked him, Father, we have everything for the sacrifice, we have everything for the offering, but where's the sacrifice? And Abraham told his son that God will provide. In his mind, knowing that he was the sacrifice. Now, we don't know how old Isaac was. It doesn't say, but we know it says sometime later. So he had to be old enough because Abraham had him carry the wood up the mountain, right? And what did Abraham carry? His knife and a Bic lighter, right, for the fire, right? He took the easy way out. So they went up the mountain, and it's very fitting to understand here that he told his two servants, we're going up to seek the Lord and sacrifice, and he says, we will be back. That's the faith of Abraham, knowing that God was going to provide for him. Now think about Isaac, okay? They get up there, they build the altar, put the wood on it. Now here's Isaac thinking, okay, Dad, where's the sacrifice? Hop on up there, and he says he bound him on the altar. Can you imagine what's going through this kid's mind right now? He is the sacrifice. And here's Abraham over him, ready to strike with a knife. And that's when the angel of the Lord came to Abraham, and he says, stop, because you went this far and you are going to go through with this for me. You don't need to. There's your sacrifice, the ram in the thicket. And now you will have the descendants as numerous as stars in the sky. You see, the testing did not stop by leaving the land. The test had to be greater before God's promise was going to come true for Abraham. Now think about that. These men that come in, God said, give me a year. If you will trust me and come to Teen Challenge, I will deliver you from that bondage of addiction. But that's only the first step. They left the known, that world, to come into the unknown, a world of sobriety, sustained by that promise. But after they graduate, it's not over with. They must still have that conditional trust in God to keep them free from that bondage of addiction. Because many of you know that there's a thing called relapse. It's an ugly thing, but it does happen. The enemy is strong, and he attacks your weakness. And I'm going to say this with pride. You know, last year in 2021, we had 17 graduates. 15 now, 8 months later, are still employed, no further contact with law enforcement, and sober. To God be the glory for that. And it's with a heavy heart. I gotta bring this up, but it's with a heavy heart that one of the two passed away from an overdose a couple weeks ago. And trust me, it hits hard with us. It hits hard with us to spend time with someone and have it happen. Unfortunately, that's the nature of the enemy. There's no 100% when it comes to people, only with God. Amen. Just an interesting side note to the story. Think about that trip back down the mountain with Isaac and Abraham. I'm sure that was an awkward time for both of them. And I'm sure they had some distance between them going down the mountain. Can you imagine if you're Isaac and, hey, Abraham goes, hey, your mom said we need a gallon of milk. Let's go. I'll pass, Dad. I'll hang out here. I'll hang out with mom for a while, you know. But see, that test for Abraham, why he is the father of faith. He went to great lengths to do what God asked him to do. That is the conditional promise of God, and God comes through with his promises. Amen? Amen. Thank you for that. Yeah, we're going to finish up right on time. So an update on Teen Challenge, Adult and Teen Challenge. A lot has happened since last year. December, we officially formed our new state board. And at that time, we adapted our new name, which we have many names, Teen Challenge Peoria, Adult Teen Challenge Illinois. Well, we're locked in now, and as long as I'm alive and with them, we're never going to change it. I'm tired of branding, rebranding. But we are now Adult and Teen Challenge of the Greater Midwest. And what that does, it opens the door for us because we do bring people in from our surrounding states, but also if we have to absorb a center, which sometimes it happens from one state to another. We're Greater Midwest, so we don't have to change it again. And a lot is happening. Last time I was here, I was talking about a warehouse in East Peoria. You can put that slide up there. It was going to be our thrift store. And a month later, it closed. 9 months later, we're in. And there's the grand opening ribbon cutting. And we had a whole lot more there than that. They were camera shy, but... Hey, we got our thrift shop open, so if you want to do some thrift shop shopping, yeah. There's the address. It's right next to the cemetery, Fond du Lac Cemetery out there in East Peoria. Or for you that have been around here for a while, it's the old Martin's Furniture Building. We own it outright, debt-free. The numbers are on the screen. Put them back up, please. Susie Rogers, stand up. Joe Rogers' wife, our COO. She is the manager. If you want to volunteer down at that thrift store, yes. She can use volunteers. You know how that is. So if you want to volunteer. And the person who made that project happen, and he is our COO. I'm going to have Joe Rogers stand up. Many of you know him because you volunteered for him. Joe, stand up. A ministry is only as strong as those it's surrounded with. And we're surrounded by a great cloud of witness. You know, the Teen Challenge family. And Northwoods plays an important part. You know, without going into names, we had a number of individuals here that had stepped up to make that project happen. It stepped up to make our house happen out there in Pekin now. And we're grateful, eternally grateful for that. And I applaud you for your efforts for helping us get to where we are. You know, success is shared. You know, I live by the maxim that you shoulder the blame, but you share the success. Because you don't get successful without those around you that allow you to rise to that level. And Northwoods, you've done a tremendous job. And now one of the issues we're facing is bed space problems. But now, due to somebody from Northwoods, we're going to be receiving this property. Well, not receiving it for free, but at a deeply discounted rate. To house staff members. We get maybe up to 8 staff members over there. And for every room that there's a staff member, we can put 3 new students in because we've had a waiting list this year multiple times. So that'll increase our bed space from 28 to 40 before the end of the year. And the one reason why is not only because of the need here, But Chicago, we're opening up another men's induction center this year. I told you we're busy. It'll be an 8-man bed. Keep that up in prayer. But after 3 months or 4 months, they'll come down here to complete. And it's just amazing what God is doing through the ministry. And we just thank you for Northwoods for your participation. Amen. And finally, hey, guys, give them a hand. And finally, it's that time of the year. Get your calendars out. October 4th, banquet time. If you have not been to one, you want to go this year. You don't want to miss this one. We got a guy coming in by the name of Jim Van Steenhouse. He's not a name recognition, but he's known as the Bear Man. And this man survived a bear mauling, and it helped him with his relationship with Christ. And he goes around sharing his story. At one time, he had an addiction in his life as well. And what he said was that through those life's experiences, all it did was just made his faith in Christ stronger. And he's going to talk about the bear in your life. It's going to be a very moving experience. The information is up there. To get tickets, you go to atcgm.org. Hey, fill a table of eight. Invite friends and family. If you're buying tickets individually, down in the memo, put Northwoods. That way we can sit you all together. But they have three tables already. We want to see you come out in support of the event. We're going to put eight seats at a table of 10, so there's spacing and social distance and all of that. But you want to be there this year. I'm excited about listening to them. And I usually don't get excited about these things because all the work that goes in it. But this is one that I'm definitely going to be front row watching. So Chillicothe and Canton, you guys, you're on the hook this year. 2 to 3 tables each, all right? Don't let this church, get on you about that. So I want to see participation this year, amen? But Northwoods, thank you for having us. And Pastor John, thank you again, and God bless you. Stick around for the second service.
Yeah, we give it up for Teen Challenge one more time. Thank you, man, for coming. We're blessed by you, and I encourage you to check out their banquet. Man, I was thinking about what he was just talking about, the bear man. I just, in my heart, I was like, praise God it didn't take a grizzly attack to get me to the Lord. man, I'm interested to hear from that guy, so I'm looking forward to your banquet. And again, if that's something you're interested in, that's one of the ways that you can get involved with Teen Challenge. And, you know, I've been praying as we head into this weekend that I just had that word hope on my heart, that as you hear the stories of these men, that hope would rise up in our heart, that change is possible no matter where you are at in life through Jesus Christ. Amen, church. So, hey, would you, if you would, let's go ahead and stand to our feet as we close in prayer. And let's just extend a hand towards these men over here, Teen Challenge, Randy, the whole group over there, and let's just pray over them, church. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing through this ministry. I thank you for the men represented here today. I thank you that change is possible through the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray they would overflow with hope, Lord. I pray you'd give them a future. And Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing. I pray your protection around them. We pray you provide for their every need, and we pray your blessing over them. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Guys, thanks so much for being here. If you need prayer for anything, you come on down front. We'll have a prayer team down here. We'd love to pray with you. If you need prayer, for those of you watching online, I have a prayer team there as well. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you so much to the Adult and Teen Challenge team for coming here today and just blessing us with your stories and your songs. It is just always a powerful weekend to get to hear from them, and we are so blessed to partner with that ministry here in the Peoria area. So we just also want to remind you that there are a lot of ways, like we said, that you can get connected at Northwoods. We want you to meet other people, to be doing life together with others who call Northwoods their home. And so a couple of good places where you can find out all of that information are the mobile app. There's events, opportunities, groups, anything you could imagine is all right there at your fingertips, and also our website. So both of those are great resources for you to go on and find a place where you can plug in this fall.
Well, you know what? Be sure to join us next week as we start our brand new series, At the Movies. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be really fun. We have some exciting movies that John is going to be talking about, and we're just really looking forward to it. And you know what? If you're on campus, we're going to have popcorn, we're going to have candy, we're going to have soda. It's going to be like a night at the movies. Awesome. So be sure to join us.
Yeah, we're so excited. So glad you're here, and we can't wait to see you next Sunday. Have a great week.